Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
All right, so how are we going to have fun when we get back? So life has been great. Guys, I'm not trying to rub it in. It's just...
Oh, because it started out like that. And I was like, is this a joke? And I thought we were going to get canceled. Like, not canceled. I thought maybe we wouldn't be able to go. But I didn't really think about it. But we did.
No, and everybody's
gone. So 2022 is like kind of going to starting off good.
It is starting off really well.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Oh my god, oh my god.
This is the best secret. We haven't had a secret like this in a very long time.
This is a sequel to the last podcast when we told you that we just recalled something we had done here in Florida. We're with our 7 kids and our 2 husbands, and there's lots of bathrooms, and every room has a bathroom. And
I'm drunk, okay? Like, I'm pretty drunk. I don't know how I got so drunk, but I'm pretty drunk. Also,
this is 2 nights ago, right?
Who knows what night it was, okay? So I'm pretty drunk, and you're pretty drunk, I think.
Like, yeah, I didn't even remember until you just told me.
So we're both fairly drunk. And for some reason, you did not like your husband that night.
No.
You were just like, ew. You were going, I'm like, no, he's great. They were on the beach with the kids all day. Yeah. I was like trying to like remember. And you're like, I don't even like the way he walks. Like, we're on fire, mm-hmm. Okay? Just, I'm sure it was the wine.
Mm-hmm.
So... I have my period. So I say to her, you know, because she hasn't had sex in a long time at this point because we've been away. Like, do you want me to go put my tampon in the bath?
Toilet for you. And not flush it.
And she's like, yeah. It's a great idea. I'm like, for real? And she's like, yeah. So we think this is... I forgot until this morning when I woke up and I started laughing in my head.
Yes.
And I wanted to be like, Natalie...
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so we put the tampon in my toilet. So when Mark went to bed, he was like, oh, I guess Natalie has her period. I don't recall how it ended, though. Like, I don't recall if he saw it, what he said. I don't remember.
I don't know either.
I don't know either.
But I did it. I sure did do that.
I can't believe we don't know how it ended.
I did. I can't believe either. So I, as a good friend, take my tampon and put it in the toilet so she can avoid Mary's eggs.
Oh my God, because our husbands are always like, we know that when you leave the tampon wrappers out or if you leave a tampon on the toilet.
The sandy bed.
Whose?
Ours.
Oh.
Like very sandy.
Well, we can fix that.
We're trying
As long as you don't have a tampon in your bed. What? I know. They're always like, we know that you leave the tampon box like, out so you can see it. And honestly, I hadn't really thought about it that way. But now I totally do. I leave the whole box right beside the toilet.
Well, also, it's easier. I'm not going to go digging at nighttime.
Yeah.
Like, if I have a flood coming out, I'm not going to go be like, yeah, let me put my tampon. Like, yeah. It's fucking part of life. You know what? You leave your hair gel out. I leave my fucking tampon.
Exactly.
Yeah, she doesn't leave much out. But, you know, I'm not like, oh, there's your clippers. Like, fuck it. I've got my period and I've got to change my tampon. Sometimes every 2 hours if it's really bad. So I'm not going to put it away to go grab it and not put it away again. Like, deal with it. It's my period.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I have it. So rather than me, so I have my period. So don't be a dick bag. And it's like a surprise. Ooh. And
also,
like, I wanted it. I asked for it.
I have my period.
You
know what? You're so lucky I got my period and my period worked so that we could have all these babies.
You know what? You should be giving me a blessing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So we don't know how that worked out.
We don't know how it ended.
I don't even know if it bought you a night.
I have no idea.
Maybe you did.
Did I just go and flush it? Because I was like, ugh, maybe this is, he's not going to fall for this. He's going to be like, I thought you were done your period. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know if I went pee first. Like, I don't remember.
Oh, God damn it,
Natalie. We should try it again. You still have it?
Yeah, I do. I can put a tampon down there. I'll save it today. I won't take it out all day. I'll leave a few around the bathroom so you don't. I'll leave some here.
And the thing that we're doing, like, we're being very aware with our husbands, my husband, is that I'm probably, like, going through, like, my periods are changing and, you know, like, you know, whatever. You start premenopausal really young. So we're starting to be like, it's so weird. It's all over the place.
No, I'm not. Yours is very, mine's like, I'm like, but you have it again and it's like days on. So you can, I mean, it's coming all day.
And then my husband was like, why are you always surprised that you got it? Why don't you have that Apple app for that? And he's like, you know, Apple made it for you. I was like, I'm never going to do it. So if you want to be not surprised by my period, why don't you download the app? Meanwhile, my son is literally listening to this whole thing. And so Mark downloads the app, and I'm like, I'm telling you, it sends out the scouts, it vanishes for a few days, send a little more scouts, and then the girl comes.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to plan on tracking that on the Apple. Nope. So.
So we don't, anyways. We still don't know. So who, and then you have a friend who'll put your tampons in your toilet for you. So it really does mess with the whole vibe.
And I'm definitely, like, actually one of the confessions from our live show is, she said, I still tell my husband that I get my period and I'm 54. And she's 54?
Yeah.
This go 54. Away forever. Yeah, so she's like, I'm 54. And the joke was that basically she had menopause. Like, she lost her period a long time ago. So, I mean, we're going to have to basically never go through menopause.
Exactly, not late.
We'll be like, we're just like those crazy ladies that get the period when they're 80. I don't know.
I mean, some people get pregnant at 75, so immaculate. It is hot.
I had a dream last night that I told someone I would have a baby for them.
Oh, yeah, you did. I feel like you did that in real life, too.
Well, did it happen yesterday?
No, like, I don't know. Like, I really do feel like you did that.
I've told everyone I'll have their baby for $1 million, but I feel like last night I was like, I wouldn't do it. In my dream, I was like, I'll have that baby for you. Sure.
I have a baby.
Get 10 months off, excuse you.
I did not mean to do that. I tried to have a conversation.
Get 10 months off of drinking, you know, because that's a full-time job.
Our wine is on the way.
How close is it? Is it on the truck?
I keep trying to find it because we got a sign for it, okay?
But yes.
But I don't know if
we should put a note on the door saying, if no one answers the door, we're around back. I mean, right now your husband's in there, but like...
No, he's not.
Oh, he went to the beach too?
Yeah.
Is anyone inside? Teddy, he's at school?
No, he's not at school.
Everyone's at the beach. Because we don't want to miss signing for our...
On time. What does it mean?
You know what's different, you guys? On time means before 8 p.m.
Well...
But this town ain't big, so it's got to be here soon.
How do I do this?
Guys, you know what we find so funny in this in the States is that when you go to the store, they ID everyone. There was literally like an 87-year-old man who could barely walk at the liquor store, and he had to give his birthday. And I know it's part of your thing now, and you put in like the birthday and the cashiers. But for us, our drinking age is 18.
Well, 19.
19. Okay. Like, and there's just no chance we're 19. And so they just ID everyone here, so they don't have to like guess and question. But it's when I saw them, I asked that man his birthday. I nearly died. I was like, I guess, you know.
I'm like, this is aggressive. You know what, y'all? This is aggressive.
I mean, that's going a little
like,
too far.
Give the poor man his fucking beer and wine and vodka. Let him sail off into the sunset.
He probably doesn't remember his birthday.
I mean.
Poor guy.
Yeah, and like ID on top of it. He's just looking for his car keys, you know? Like looking for a good fucking time is what he looking for.
I should have saw what he was buying. What do you drink when you're old?
I don't know. What are we going to do when we get home, though, to have fun?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break, and then Natalie can let me know what she's going to do to give me fun.
Okay.
And, you know, I can't wait to hear
Okay.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Kat doesn't like to get sun on her face because she doesn't want to age, so she wears a tent over her head.
Yeah, I'm trying, okay, Natalie?
Yeah.
I don't want to die for you.
No.
I got to stay alive.
For you.
For you. And I don't want to die for you. So what are we going to do that's fun when we get home?
Okay, so because our life has been really fun, like the whole LA, New York, Florida, it's all fun. It's like we don't need to go home and stop this.
Oh, train. Yeah. And how about I tell y'all, my kids all had COVID. Okay, let's just get into this now because I forget the dates. I don't know. You can ask me questions, but here we go. Okay, so
They had COVID-19.
They had COVID-19. So it is sometime over the break. And this is why confusion happens because the days, because we were on lockdown. So the days of what actually happened when is like gone out of my brain. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So everyone had gotten that double vaccinated by December 31st. That's the day they got their double vax.
Okay.
Olivia had already been double vaxxed from a long time ago. Natalie and I just got our triple booster, whatever. Okay, so everyone's kind of like good to go.
Mm-hmm.
We hang out Christmas Eve. No, New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's there.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward, I don't know what day, I don't know anything, but like someday around there,
my neighbor got it.
Your neighbor got COVID-19.
Yeah.
So he gets COVID-19. We had seen that neighbor had got COVID-19.
And my mom was there and she was definitely sick, but didn't have any rapid tests. She definitely had COVID-19.
So the COVID's going around, okay? But I feel like we're fast forwarding now to another like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or something.
Mm-hmm.
So Olivia has sore legs, a sore back, cramps, and like feels like she's gonna pass out. So I'm like, I'm gonna turn it the other way.
Mm.
So I'm like, you're just not feeling well. Like it might be that thing that comes. You know, maybe it's that. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows what it is? Like I'm like, just whatever.
What? You gonna go to a popsicle? From the store across the street? Just the two of you? Go ahead, you jerks.
So I'm like, and she also is like notorious for like being dramatic. Like my ankle broke, my wrist
what's
broke.
What's the word? Hypochondria.
But not nervous she has it, just kind of like,
kinda she tells me
everything's broken. Okay, everything. I broke my wrist, I broke my arm, blah, blah, blah. So she's like, I have COVID-19. I'm like, you do not have COVID. I go, you.
We're doing a podcast, but good boy, Teddy, for coming back to school.
You don't have COVID-19. And she's like, I have COVID-19. I'm like, no, you don't. Okay. So at some point, I let her take a test. But these tests are so hard to find that no one's allowed to do a test. So my husband is like, don't do a test. So she secretly does a test and then puts it up on the board. Because I'm like, just do a test and you'll see you're negative. So the test is up on the board and it's negative. Well, we go through the entire day. And then at nighttime, I'm going to throw things out, and she sees a test, and she's like, Mom.
There's a line.
She screams. The line is positive.
She's like, I knew it. I wished COVID on myself, and I got it.
And I was like, which one of you took a marker and put the second line there? Because it did not show up in 15 minutes.
No.
I go, which one of you did this? I go, someone wrote on it, Olivia. There's not a chance this is positive. She does another test. Well, it's fucking positive. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Natalie and I...
We're getting closer to needing to travel.
And go on tour. And yeah. We don't know what... Like, I don't know what this means. And so I call Natalie and I'm like, Natalie, Olivia has COVID-19. And she's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Fuck.
Because we need to test negative to get out of the country. And yeah. We're doing a show and we have so much riding on it. We have hotels booked and plane tickets. Mm-hmm. The kids are all supposed to meet us in Florida. We don't know how long the incubation period is. We don't know who...
Our kids have all been together
by
for
the way,
sure.
My kids have been nowhere except to go get bubble tea. Like, been nowhere.
Yeah,
like
just hanging out with my
because
family.
Everything shut down. So there's nowhere to go. It's not like they were in school. It's not like they were at restaurants. Nowhere to go. So I'm like, fuck. Okay, her symptoms are, just so you all know, like sinuses, but not a runny nose. So her sinuses were full. Legs hurt for a day. Back hurt for a day. And she had a headache for one day. And then it was gone. Basically, yeah. It was like a cold. I decided to go PCR test them all and pay for it. So I take them all to, because if I have a test predated of their flights, if they're positive, then they get to fly out.
Yeah.
Well, fucking they're all positive with no symptoms. And I'm like, fuck, call Natalie. Another one bites the dust. And
this one, I have a sick day where I'm really sick the day after I found out Olivia has COVID. Like Taylor and I are like I didn't leave my bed. I was like, I feel really, really sick. I prayed the next morning I would wake up and I said to myself, these are the words, I hope tomorrow morning is a Christmas miracle. And it was a Christmas miracle and I was fine. But then I'm like, okay, I need to wear a mask because if Kat's kids have COVID, my kids might have COVID. So I'm going to wear a mask in my house.
So all of, she's wearing a mask and I'm like, I'm not allowed to do anything. Okay, if I'm near one of my kids, she's like, what are you doing? Put your mask on.
And I've literally never cared about anything. I just knew that we needed to get to LA.
So she's like getting mad at me about like putting masks on. And I'm like, I can't do this. If I get it, I get it. I live my life. Like we've got lots of time to get out of here. I don't, she's like, it could take this many days to incubate. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I can't do this. I'm like done. I'm so done. I don't give a fuck. Anyways, we got out of the country. Everyone recovered.
A miracle. All the husbands and children, it's like COVID was everywhere. They all got out.
Tested negative.
We're not going to get COVID here because we're not going anywhere.
I don't know who else had COVID in the house because we didn't really test on the right times. Natalie didn't test anybody. So, potentially everyone was super exposed. We went to LA, did shows, did restaurants, did planes, mm-hmm. did multiple planes, did New York, did mm-hmm. TV studios, mm-hmm. did, like, you name it, we did it. No COVID-19. My mom is like, I can't believe that you just keep getting negatives because we have to test multiple times wherever we go.
Yeah.
And she's like,
living life, she goes, tested
you
negative.
Must have had it. Like, you must have had. And I go, Mom, if my daughter can go to Bubble Tea and get COVID-19, then and not even sit down, just go pick it up, then everybody is susceptible to COVID-19.
Yeah, I think I had COVID-19 for one day.
Yep.
Actually, no, I had it twice.
Because you were boosted.
Right. I had it once that day, and then I also had it in London 3 years ago.
Different strain. You had Omicron that day.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my COVID-19 story, because I know when my kids had it, I obsessively searched to see the stories of what it was like. And if you have not had it, I'm not saying it's light.
But theirs was.
But ours was.
But we're also fully vaccinated, so who knows if it's different.
Who knows? I just think that you should all know, so when everyone's like, you know, we've been highly, highly, if not all had it, highly exposed to it within our own domain of
our own. So how are we going to have fun when we get back? So life has been great. Guys, I'm not trying to rub it in. It's just...
Oh, because it started out like that. And I was like, is this a joke? And I thought we were going to get canceled. Like, not canceled. I thought maybe we wouldn't be able to go. But I didn't really think about it. But we did.
No, and
so 2022 is like kind of going to starting off good.
It is starting off really well because we left in January. That's the first month of the year. I mean, I've heard spring and summer are going to be fantastic for everyone.
Oh.
Yes.
From who?
The really smart people from that school. Remember the thing I sent you, that long thing I sent you?
Oh, you mean like the society?
Yeah, like our
society,
anti-COVID world.
Oh, our normal COVID world.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. And
brilliant.
These are from the smartest people in the world.
Okay, brilliant.
So how are we going to have fun? Okay,
yeah.
Well, it's very key for me. I think I've realized this, is especially now. I need to get dates of travel in calendar.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So something to look forward to.
Okay.
And we already know we actually are going on the Today Show for our book.
Yeah.
The day of our book launch, which is going to be great because we get to see Jenna and Hoda again. We haven't seen them in a while. We will most likely be going to LA to do a segment or two.
Yeah.
We...
What? It's here. I think it's here.
Oh no. Oh, God.
Oh. It's saying customer wasn't available. Shit.
Oh, my God. This is the wine.
Are here. Can I call?
Oh, my God.
They probably didn't ring the bell.
Oh. And everyone was at the beach, probably.
The one time
everyone was at the beach. Oh my gosh, guys, we are dying because, you know, our wine is launching in...
I'm gonna call the driver.
Yeah. In February on Galentine's Day. And actually, while we were in LA, we met with the CEO and the head of marketing, and we went to dinner and we tried the wines. We signed some VIP wines. We talked about the winery. We talked about the future of the wine and everything. And it was just really, really exciting. And right now, they're still working with an agent to figure out how to get the wine in Canada. But while we were here, we've been dying and waiting for our rosé and white to be delivered at the door. And as we've been podcasting, all of the kids took a break from school and the dads from work, and that we missed the doorbell. We've been like tracking it. We missed the doorbell for the wine to come, and we literally just want to get this wine in our hands, because not only do we want to be able to tell all of you guys, and so you can go sign up, because if you sign up, then you get the first access to when the wine is going to be delivered, available, and we're going to be doing some really fun things for the first buyers, and we're just dying for you guys to try it, and we want to drink it. We want to drink it with our husbands. We want to drink it at the beach. We want to experience it the way that you guys are going to get to. So they're highly disappointing that we just missed this call, but podcasting is always worth it. I'm just stepping away from Kat right now. So she calls the truck to see if he can come back and deliver it. And it's so cute. The daddies are at the beach playing football. I mean, I'm telling you, I don't know if it was this podcast or the last podcast, but this is the calm before the storm for Kat and I. And these 10 days with our husbands and our children, it's like the world is giving us some good quality time because it's going to be fast paced. We better be physically, mentally, and emotionally ready for this. Luckily, we do three podcasts. What'd they say? Three podcasts a week. So we're taking you on the journey. But I'm telling you, we just have so much on the go. We told you that we had a camera crew following us around when we did our Toronto shows in December. They're pitching a semi, like a reality, but like docu-series, like variety show, like a really cool idea for a TV show that they're going to be pitching. And we've been so excited about this. And you know, we've done a lot of deals before and nothing has turned out, but we don't get discouraged. We know we've got something good and it just is the right place and time. And then the book and the wine, but then we are aware that there's so much more that's just about to happen. We went to see the psychic. We saw the psychic. They said 6 months from now is going to be really huge for you guys. And I had to say, like, I really believe. I think it was November. So December, January, February, March. So it's around April, May is when something really big is going to start happening. And I'm ready for it. I'm, oh, good. 2510. Okay. We're ready for it. So, I mean, this is just the time to relax before we're ready to go. Going on the good... Isn't it 2510? Yeah. We got to get this wine back. And, you know, having you guys here and supporting us, and every time you say that you listen to the podcast and you loved it, it's literally the journal of, it's the diary of our lives, and you guys are a part of that. And we are actually just now dealing with trying to get more dates in the book for 2022. Something's going on somewhere, and it's just taking a little bit longer. We have Detroit for Mother's Day, May 6th, and then we have Atlantic City in June, which would be so much fun. And why not take a weekend casino? And then we're going to do East Coast Canada, and apparently we have a bunch of offers from a bunch of theaters, so we want to get that going. And then we just want to hit up casinos and have fun parties and see you guys and be together and like live it and celebrate, because if we have learned nothing more from these past 3 years, it's that you've got to jump. You've given an opportunity. Don't think too hard. Just say yes, you know, and don't be afraid to say yes and to take a chance on yourself or with your girlfriends or with your partner. Ask someone to babysit, do the thing, you know, because now you know what it's like when everything gets taken away. That's the only good thing about the pandemic was we got some perspective on what it's like to be free, what it's like to be healthy, what it's like to not worry about getting sick. So I think it's just, 2022 is going to be a big year. And I don't want to sound cliche, you guys, and we're speaking from the heart and soul of it all, which is you guys and us. And we have a great team around us. I don't know if any of people, maybe I won't say unless, I mean, it must be out by now for sure. We have another baby coming into our family, our cat and cat family. So that is going to be amazing. New life, new birth. And I don't know who I told I would have a baby for them last night, but I know I love being pregnant. It's the weirdest thing. I think that so many people don't talk about, like, there's so many horror stories of birth, and I get it. Your body goes through freaking war to deliver that baby. But you rarely ever hear of, you know, people talking about like the experience that I had, which was I had four babies. I had four epidurals. One epidural I didn't get until a few minutes before I had the baby, but they gave me gas. And they were magical experiences. Like, it's like I could like get outside of myself and just be like, I cannot believe there is an alien crawling out of my vagina right now. And that's such a miracle. And there was a good time. So it's not always a bad time. I remember there was one girl that was the last of everyone we knew to get pregnant. She was really, really nervous about childbirth. And she's like, we sat down. She wasn't drinking, but I had had a cocktail. And I told her, I said, you know, she's like, everyone's told me about how horrible it is. I'm like, everyone's going to tell you the horrible stories. Let me tell you a good one. Because there actually is beautiful stories out there. Actually, there was this actress, beautiful Israeli actress. I'm pulling a blank on her name right now. She's so gorgeous. Anyways, she's saying the same thing. She's like, don't get me wrong, I had epidurals, but they were magical experiences. Like, you never hear that. You know, you always hear the horror stories. It's kind of like the news, right? How often do you hear the good news on the news? Never. Gosh, that's what, you know, that'll be part of if Kat and I...
Such a great job!
Who's doing a great job?
I died.
You died?
Yeah.
It was nice knowing you, my love.
Who is that?
It's a podcast. Chloe and TJ are the cutest little best friends. Yeah, they can hear you. You're interrupting right now.
What?
You're interrupting right now. But I love you. Oh, his little ears stick out so much. It's like if he were to jump off the balcony into the plane, into the pool, it would be like a, what do they call it? A hot air balloon. She's calling because they tried to deliver our wine and no one answered the door because you guys were all at the beach. Yeah, I know. It's so horrible. Yeah, you should see his face. He's mind blown. The wine is on a truck and it's not at the house. Yeah, he's got floppy ears. Fun fact, if you didn't know, I was born with my ears sticking out and I had them pinned back after the summer after grade two. Back then it was like bigger surgery. It's like, I think I spent like two nights in the hospital. I had to be in a hospital room with like six other kids. My mom had to go home to the baby, my brother. So I had to sleep in the hospital alone. Anyways, on the back of my ears, there's just a long scar, but you can't really see it. It's old now. And I got my ears pinned back. I actually did it at the same time one of my best friends had it done. And her brother had it done, and my cousin also had it done. So my kids' ears stick out, and I just let them know, if at any time you want to get them done, like, I was so thankful my mom did it for me without me having to think about it, because, like, there's nothing wrong with sticking out ears, but for me, I like to wear my hair down, and my ears kept popping through my hair, and it was just better. I also had two uneven earlobes. I guess one of my earlobes is bigger than the other one, so they evened that out a little. One is still bigger. And then I had one of those broken blood vessels on my lip, so it was a little purple bump, and I got that zapped. So, you know, I always joke. I say now I get, like, a bit of filler and Botox, and I'm like, it started early for me. Summer after grade two, I was already changing my looks. No, but I am super thankful, and our government actually covers some cosmetic surgery under the age of 18 for Canadians, which is kind of wild because I can't believe how aesthetic it is just to get your ears pinned back. But hey, I guess if they think that it's going to cause any mental distress to a child when they get older, they just take care of it. I mean, I don't know. It sounds really, really weird to me, but I'm so thankful that I got it done. I wish they could mummy makeovers are covered for people if they have babies in Canada. The hospitals would be overloaded. But, you know, speaking of mummy makeovers and liposuction and all of that, Amy Schumer came out and she was open about getting liposuction, which was, and I'm sure she had liposuction and a tummy tuck, because I've heard that if you get liposuction, you don't get a tummy tuck, then you just have a lot of extra skin. Anyways, I was like, it's so good because, you know, someone was going to notice or find out or whatever. And for her to be able to just come out and just say it, like, I did this, okay? Like, I had a baby 2.5 years ago. Like, my stomach never, my abdomen never closed. Like, I want to do this for me. It was a long recovery, but I feel so good about doing it. I think it just normalizes that people, you know, anybody, if you want to and it makes you feel better, just go for it. No pressure. Like, if you feel comfortable with your body the way it is, don't feel the need to do it. But it's kind of refreshing having a celebrity say that they did it. And of course it would be someone like her, right? A comedian who's open and honest with her everything. And it's just, you know, she's just a breath of fresh air. I don't know if you guys watched her cooking show during COVID. It's so funny. She had her nanny holding a camera. She had her husband, her kid, and they were just all locked, like all cooped up in some house somewhere. It was pretty funny. But either way, I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful for just like, that's the one thing that is social media really is makes a lot of celebrities more human. If they share their stories, if they share their authentic stories, if they are, even if they're on Insta stories, like I feel like Reese Witherspoon is like pretty transparent with her like normal life. It's like you see inside their houses. The only way we used to see inside of celebrities' houses when it was like a full spread in People magazine or something. And now it's like you get a glimpse of everything just to make sure that we don't hold anybody higher than anybody else and judge each other the way that we are as equal people. Like we said in the last podcast too, your children are people. We are with their parents, but one day we'll all just be.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A bunch of people together. Is the wine coming?
I have to keep my phone on me to see if he can get here.
Did you talk to the driver?
I talked to the dispatcher's in a conference to do a thing. They put a request in. It's on his way back. I said, it's really important I get this. It's a very important
package. Did you tell him what
it's
it was?
It's my eggs.
Yes. Did you say that?
It's my fertility eggs.
Yes.
I need to get them immediately. Yeah. I need to have sex tonight. And he said, okay, ma'am. They're my condoms. Get them to me immediately. I am so horny. He said, okay. I said, I'm humping a coconut as we speak.
Oh, my God. How long did you think it was going to take?
Why is the pool so hot? I don't want it. I'm so horny. It's not hot. You can't please them all.
No. How long did they think?
He said, keep your phone on you.
Okay.
The office is going to call you.
Okay.
The dispatcher is going to call you.
Okay.
Did your husband fall in a hole? He's been gone a really long time.
He's right there.
Oh. Second podcast.
Second podcast of the day.
There's a man here.
Guess what we missed out on? Babe, we missed the wine delivery.
You didn't leave it?
Nope, because you have to sign for it because it's alcohol. But Kat called the dispatcher.
I have called the dispatcher, and they said, because I said I was humping coconuts, and they need to get it here immediately.
Why are you sharing with everybody my nickname?
Oh, right. They all think your name is Babe. It's really coconuts.
What's it like being married to me?
Oh, God, you don't have enough recording on there.
Yeah, I do. It's such, because it's so good, right?
It's a whirlwind, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the best thing you could have ever done in your life?
Is it exciting or complicated?
Yeah, that's a great question, Natalie. What is it, babe?
Oh, he's walking away.
Babe.
Coconuts. Coconuts.
Coconuts.
Come back, coconuts.
Babe. How lucky are you? Babe. Nothing.
There goes
silent.
Coconuts.
He could have thrown a compliment right there to the world. Nope.
Oh, my gosh. Are we cocktailing?
Of course he is. He's on vacation.
Oh, my God. This
He's
is
your best friend.
This is...
Make,
no, I need to answer your question.
Make him...
You'll need a cocktail for that.
Make him nachos and cocktails. Natalie and my husband are a match made in heaven on vacation. They are looking to drink, eat, and be merry. That's it.
I tried to get him to have another drink last night, and both the boys turned me down. I drank alone. Wasn't that mean of them?
Do you want to start cocktailing now, babe? It's 2:30.
No, to answer your question...
Oh, you don't want to start cocktailing now.
That's just me again.
I think we should put some music on, get some cocktails
going. Let's
have
a cocktail party.
Like, we could maybe make a Bloody Mary.
No, we don't have the ingredients
Bloody
for that.
Bloody Caesar.
We don't have the ingredients for that.
Not happening. Make some onion rings.
We all drank all of that raspberry vodka, so that was a hit.
That was a hit, and I thought it was mixed, and I went to go put that with vodka in it, and my husband's like, that is double vodka, Catherine.
I had one, and I felt tipsy. I like that. Because I don't like to drink too much.
Oh, but no. You'll keep going even if you do feel tipsy.
Oh.
You don't stop.
Oh, no. Even last night, you went to bed, we're watching The Wolf of Wall Street with the two husbands. I'm like, well, I need a glass of wine, and then I thought they would have it, and the two of them, puff.
Like a queef, really.
Mark's like, guess you're going to be on your own for this one. I'm like, well, fill her to the top because I'm not stopping before bed. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the pickle jar today. I'm eating every pickle in the jar. I'm not eating half the pickle
you're
jar.
Making me laugh right
you know
now.
What I mean? I'm eating the whole pickle jar.
what's your problem? I'm going to eat the whole fucking pickle jar. Yeah. Don't look at me.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink the whole bottle of wine. Don't look at me like that.
Yeah.
And don't ask me if I'm having another one.
No, don't.
Say, would you like a glass of wine?
Yeah.
Ink
cancer?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Why do
you
feel,
told you?
Do you have ink cancer?
No, I think that if you color all over yourself, there's something
it's
about...
It's called blood poisoning.
Blood poisoning.
Oh, I already colored.
No, no, you're fine. It's like your whole body.
All right, guys, you know what? Just speaking of this wine...
Color PJ on my hand?
Do what you want. Go get blood poisoning. Go. I love you. So, guys, that's the end of this podcast. We got. I think that...
No.
I think that the what Mark Morrow meant to say, if he had had a cocktail, was life with you is exciting.
So fucking exciting.
Ciao, guys.